Hey guys, it's Larita here from the Tommy, Hector and Larita podcast. Just want to let you know we've got a bonus THL episode that comes out every Monday, and the Thursday episode will continue to remain free, but you can check out the extra one on a Monday, thlpod.com, and that is with Acast Plus. You can find out more all on thlpod.com, and we'll see you every Monday.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome everybody, Fáilte romhaibh, bienvenido, ongi atorri, as they say in the mountains outside the Basque country. Ongi atorri.
In the mountains outside Newry.
I thought you were
going to
say outside
Belmont.
Ongi atorri.
Ongi atorri. Ongi atorri there,
hi.
Hi.
We asked people to nominate the name of the show and it's been happening.
Or come up with the name of the show.
Yeah, come up with the name of the show.
There's another way of saying it. Do you know what I mean? Nominate, like.
To come up with the name of the show and some great ideas.
Think of a name.
Round the country.
Think of a name.
I'd go on to thlpod.com,
where there's a special area where you can come up with the name of the show.
Just explain to people exactly what's happening there again, Hector, just in case they misunderstood.
So what we've done is we've asked people to go to thlpod.com to come up with a name of the show.
Hang on, we haven't stopped people in the street and say, will you go up?
And nominate it.
No, we've done it through the power of electronics in the internet.
Have you ever been nominated for anything?
Yeah.
Like, what were you nominated for?
Loads of things.
Were you?
Yeah.
Male Woman of the Year?
Yeah. Rose of Tralee.
You were not!
Just didn't take up those offers.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a Rose of Knockmore?
And, no, I was going to say Mayo Housewife of the Year, but I don't think I could qualify for that yet.
Mayo Single Woman of the Year?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, a few different interesting
things. There should be an
award.
Something called the Big Wagon. And it's the opposite of the Rose of Tralee.
Oh
and
my so God, that's a brilliant idea.
You nominated the biggest wagon in the country.
A bitch.
I was driving through the street the other day in Ballina.
Didn't take long.
Up Pier Street. Familiar with the town.
No. Dave's coffee there shop is just off Pier Street.
Up a little bit, yeah.
No Ballina now.
Hill Street, that's beyond O'Rahilly Street.
Cheltenham.
Right, well, look at you. And there was four women, two on either side of the street.
Packed.
And they were laying into each other. Now, they weren't baiting each other because the two that were on each other's teams
in the middle
were
of broad daylight.
And I'm driving past and the window's down, the weather's nice, and one of them takes off a shoe and she fucks it across the road to the other one. And I'm there going, oh, jeez.
Did you pull in?
I was driving, I was like, fucking, I was afraid the shoe was going to go in my window and out the passenger window. So I just hung back. The shoe went, I was waiting. If it went over, I thought it'd come back. I know fucking can you. I'm going to tell your mother that you're a whore and your family are whores and you're a whore and I'm going to break your face. If I come over there, I'm going to fucking break your face.
They were German, were they?
Yeah, and then your one goes, you come over here and I'll fucking sort you out. And then, of course, it was over and back and over.
And when they go at each other, they go at each other.
I love the power of a fight when you're actually only saying the words. That if you actually came, like, you've no intention of coming to blows, but if you were going to, because the words are so... Did she get her shoe back? I don't know. The whole town, and I had to go down to the bank afterwards and some woman says to me, Jesus, she said, we're badly off for a bit of live entertainment, aren't we? She said, well, this is all we have in the town that's exciting us. So, well, it was absolutely amazing.
So tell us about this competition, Hector, again, nominating names. And
I don't need to read it. I have the winner here.
Yes.
So
thlpod.com.
And what happens?
It's a website, Tommy.
Yes, but what happened?
It's a website of people.
Tommy, Hector and Larissa. That's what the THL stands for. Okay.
So what we did last week was we put up a viral video, a video that went viral, where we asked people to come up with ideas and names for the show. Send them into the podcast and you will... if we'll pick one, and that's what we've done. So now...
So people have been sending in, suggesting you names for the show. You will notice,
Tommy and me weren't familiar with that video because we weren't actually in the video.
Oh, yeah. He's doing a lot of work on his own these days.
So that's...
between doing the videos and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of work
on
his own.
So we're not familiar with the ad that went out, but we
but
think...
it was very successful.
It went viral.
Did you film it in your backyard?
Yeah. And there was a cherry blossom in the background.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I think it was an apple blossom.
And he was between the leaves.
He was. Looking into his neighbour's garden.
It was very positive.
For somebody who doesn't watch any of that.
Yeah.
For somebody who doesn't go near his phone, he seems to know everything about it. Tommy, what do you want?
Tell us about your competition. Who won it?
Will we go back to this competition?
Yes, please.
So what we've asked you to do is come up with an idea, a name for the show. And the winner of this week, come up with the idea and the name for the show competition is...
Rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Ross Ryan. And congratulations, Ross. The name of today's show is Listoon Parma.
Listoon?
Parma.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm never doing that again.
No, that was really good.
That was really good.
And well done to Ross Ryan. And you can continue to send your suggestions into us on thlpod.com.
Thank you very much. Well done. Listoon Parma.
I like Cuba. I'm a soft spot for Cuba.
Mm.
Why? Because they make cigars?
No, because it's in the 50s. It's kind of like Chum or something. It just has that old school vibe to it.
Chum. It's like Chum in the 50s.
Chavez. There's a few of them around, yeah. You should, Tommy, you should go to Cuba. See
have you
like.
Ever been?
I don't want to ever get in a plane again. If I could take a boat to Cuba.
What? Could you imagine
a
whirlwind podcast tour of the world? One in Cuba, one in New York, one in Kinnegad.
London would be good.
Have to get the boat.
Paris.
No. Go open your mind, Tommy. Cuba's good. Havana. Paris. Paris is on our doorstep. Paris is like going to Milton Keynes.
Well, sorry, if we go to Havana, Tommy will take 3 months to get there.
Mumbai.
Oh, no.
Cape Town.
Yeah, it'd be great to go to those things.
Shanghai.
Why have you taken such a dislike to planes?
I think it's an unnatural thing to be doing. And I just love the time that you'd spend. I have a dream of spending a night in the ocean. Like to be crossing.
As in like trapped.
To be crossing the Atlantic on my way to New York. And to be able to walk out of my cabin at night.
Oh.
And just walk up the deck. And look
how are you, Tommy? Are you heading to New York for a care? I'm from Baldoyle. How are you, Hector? How are you, boys?
And just
fucking love the podcast.
And be looking up at the stars across in the... I think that would just be utterly magnificent.
You're not for this world at all.
What world am I fucking from?
I don't know. But
I'd love that.
You would like to go on a... So you don't... So the plane is unnatural, but yet it's happened. Everyone goes on them every day.
I just don't like it. I don't like planes.
But did you ever like them? Or did you just recently?
Not really. Recently enough. Yeah, but I've done a lot of flying, but I never want to do it again.
So you'll never go to
the last few times I went to England. I went on the boat,
right?
The Holyhead, the went from Dundee.
What is it that you like about it?
The boat is fucking fantastic. You can walk around. You can hire a place with a bed. You can have a dinner.
I know what's happening to you now.
Sit at the bar.
You sit at the bar and you can have a coffee and read a paper and chat a few lads driving trucks and go to the games room and play the poker machines and the slots and get talking to people, and a waiter comes down and he's going, "I'll have the full Irish or with a treble espresso."
I fucking love that. I see now what's wrong with you.
And then I get to Holyhead and then I take the train up to fucking
that
Edinburgh.
Sounds nice when you've got a couple of hours to go across the Irish Sea, but 6 days and six nights.
You're hitting a midlife crisis now, and you're now a candidate for people who are selling cruises to...
I'd love a cruise. I'd love a cruise around the Mediterranean or
up in a Norwegian fjord.
Yeah, I'd love all that.
Just like, it's basically like a retirement home.
Oh, yeah, be riding Elwins. Love that.
Yeah. Interesting.
There's a new exhibition of photography now on by a guy called Rankin, R-A-N-K-I-N, and he specialises, he's an amazing photographer.
Ian Rankin.
Yes, but he's done this thing now of older people having sex. Because we get saturated with images of young people and young muscly fuckers riding and beautiful women, all their blemishes have been photoshopped out of it, and everyone is about 27 and they're all riding and they're dripping and fucking... spunking up and it's all fantastic. And, oh. he's done this thing now for really old people, like people in their 80s, and they're like grabbing each other's arses and just kissing each other. And I would love, I can't wait.
When is this out, Tommy? Rankin's?
It's just
Rankin's Riding, is it?
Rankin's Riding. It's I can't wait.
Say it without your teeth in.
I can't wait to get old and to have sex with my wife and the two of us in our fucking 80s.
I watched.
Just it'll take ages. It'll take fucking ages.
By the time you get into the bed.
Into the wife. It'll just be fucking, we'd be there. We'd have to go to bed on a Monday to get going by fucking Tuesday afternoon. And then you could die. If a fella came and he's fucking late 80s.
What would happen to him?
This fucking spine might come flying out his cock. Do you know what I mean? He wouldn't know. He could be at the end of him.
Sorry, his spine might come flying out of his cock.
Yes.
Because it's turned into liquid.
He could have what they call
spinal fluid.
He could have what's known in the trade as a spedaculation.
It takes long enough to recover from an orgasm in my 50s. And in my 80s, I'd be destroyed.
Your heart would be gone.
If I had ejaculated...
And you've only one side of you working as well.
If I ejaculated on a Tuesday, I would... You think COVID's bad? I'd be on the flat on me back for about 3 weeks after that. In my 80s, are you fucking mad?
You'd have to get a spunk transplant. What's a spunk? To get you going again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
A spunk transplant.
By that age, there wouldn't be much to your spunk. You'd be shooting angels.
Yes.
Your spinal fluid. As two men now that have children, both fathers, you're both fathers, I know that. Is it possible for parents to have a favourite child? Or is that just a myth that children say to piss off each other? You know, oh, you're the favourite. Like, do you have a favourite child?
I have a favourite wife. Is that...
No, that's dancing around the question.
All right. Love is heat, Loretta.
So the answer is yes.
Love is heat.
No, you don't have a
favourite. Love is heat.
Love is heat, and you just... It's like the sun shining on the world. In that at different stages, the sun is always shining on the world, uh-huh. But at different stages, different countries are hotter than other countries. So there might be a time when you're closer to one child than another. But then, as sure as the world is spinning, your love moves on.
That's a really interesting way of
that's what Marty Pello sang in Wet, 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 1984. As sure as the world is spinning.
Why did they come up with that fucking name?
Marty fucking Pello. Wet.
You know.
And the women
loved it.
And he said, I'm wet, wet, wet.
Like, was one wet not fucking good enough for
him? Not for a woman. Wet.
What's the name of your man? Wet.
Wet, wet, wet.
There was three of them in the same. Delamitri,
wet, and Texas on one night.
Why are you asking us about it?
I believe my parents preferred me than the rest of them, but because I was the youngest, I think maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, do parents...
In what way were you different from your siblings?
Well, I wasn't different. I was just nicer, maybe.
But they nicer?
Yeah, I think
more pleasant.
Yeah, I think I was just
more charming?
More thoughtful.
Wow.
More kind and
giving
and generous with my
time. No wonder your brother and sister hated you.
Yeah, no, they don't hate me, but I think my parents preferred me.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, did your parents prefer, or had they a favourite in your eyes, and now as a parent, do you think it's possible? Like, as growing up, did you think that your parents had a favourite child in the family?
My father definitely preferred the girls.
Right.
And my mother hated all of us.
Well, so she definitely hated you.
I think
But my dad definitely doted on the girls.
Right.
Definitely.
So do you think that he loved them more than you? In a different way, like? He was more...
But they're two different questions. Did he love them more, or did he love them in a different way?
Did he love them?
I don't think he loved them more. I just think he got on better with them and he's more comfortable with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then did you think... So growing up, you knew your mother hated you, but you weren't sure your father...
That's an awful thing to say.
I would be messing. But so do you think then as a parent that you see... Like, do you think of that as a parent when you were...
No, but there'd be times I'd be closer to one child than another.
Yeah.
You know, but that's normal though. I might be close to number five for a couple of weeks, and then I might all of a sudden be very close to number four.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden maybe spend some good time at number one.
Yeah. And number two.
And then number five could come back into it.
And I should have given them names, but that's...
Oh, you should call them all just Tommy.
Tommy.
But anyway, that's...
Yeah. I think, so what about you, Hector? Did your parents have a favourite? Well, come on, spill it out now.
There are three boys in your house.
There's three boys. I think...
You're the heart of the family. Can I say that, Hector?
Well,
the oldest.
Sorry, if you just let me speak, please.
But you're the heart of the family.
I just speak now.
You are the kind of, you're the love that keeps everybody connected. And am I right or am I wrong?
I think in every...
Am I right or am I wrong?
I think in every... You could be onto something there. I think...
Yeah, totally.
I think in every family, there is, with the different ages of the children, there is one or two that might escape things. The middle child, the older child, they always say the oldest does this, or she's the older. The middle child may be stuck in the middle of everything. The youngest child, because the youngest child might be in a home.
The youngest child might be the youngest.
Yeah.
The youngest child might be at home all the time, that they might get a little bit more.
Why would they be at home all the time?
TLC, because there could be a gap if there's a few years. If you have a lad in intercert and a lad in leancert and somebody in sixth class, do you know what I mean? There's a dynamic. What's the difference of ages you're talking about in your family, for example?
The rest of them are old and then I'm young.
Yes, that's why you were probably spoiled. You were spoiled rotten at home.
Yeah, I suppose.
You were doted on and you were the youngest.
I had only one brother as well, so he technically was the most spoiled in terms of my mother would be,
He was like your other father.
Yeah, what time is Joseph going to be at home for his dinner? And, you know, the dinner would be around Joseph and big meals would be prepared
around
him.
That's an Irish thing, isn't it? The older boy.
Was Joseph working or just doing the leaving cert?
Well, he did both.
All right.
Yeah,
would the dinner be ready for Joseph? Would the clothes be washed for Joseph? Would he get everything done?
Everything done, yeah. So that would have been...
Get Holy Communion delivered to the house. You wouldn't have to go to Mass.
You didn't like that then, Loretta, did you?
No, I got my own... I had my own love there, like, definitely.
But you're a very pleasant person. I can see how your parents would have doted on you. Totally.
Yeah, because it was nice.
Totally. There's no guff in you.
No, there's nothing bad. There's no bad side. The rest of them now, they've got their own problems, but...
Yeah. Original question to think, does a parent have a favourite?
Do you have a favourite son?
Not.
You see, because there's boys.
Depends on the time of the day and what they're doing. There's beautiful moments that they do stuff.
You're pure diplomatic. You wouldn't answer the question anyway if you were.
There are times in the day where each of them will do something really different, or it's a look of the eye, or it's something to say.
Can any of them moonwalk?
Yeah, no. Not sure yet.
Ben, can you?
You failed as a parent.
What's the most valuable life lesson you could have shown them how to do? Moonwalk.
Whatever situation you're in, if you just break into a fucking moonwalk,
you can get out of
it. Say you're stopped at the fucking border going into fucking Hungary or North Korea.
I thought you were going to say Black Lion.
You know, and he's a. And you show me your passport, and he gets. Maybe you're trying to get into Tibet or something.
Yeah.
And it's a Chinese young fella on the fucking gate. And they're saying, look, I just want to visit the Holy Mountain. That's all I want to do. I'm studying Buddhism for a long time. And he's talking to another fucking guy. And they said, no go. And if you say, please, I've travelled all the way from. And then all is lost. And then just break into a fucking moonwalk. And they're,
Michael Jackson!
Michael Jackson, I'm a walk. Oh, you go.
We said it was Angie.
Oh, you go to the bed.
Okay, so.
Move on, do again. Do move on again.
Stop his passport, motherfucker.
Billy Jean is not my lover. Just a girl who claimed that I am the one. Oh, moonwalk, my God. Tell me moonwalk. Tell me moonwalk. Come on. There you are. No. You no go till you teach me moonwalk.
Teach me how to move.
You got the twiller.
I got the moonwalk. Do it again. Do moonwalk again.
And then you leave them and they're all moonwalking across the border.
There's moments. Some sons will do something that I don't believe there's a favouritism.
So basically what you're saying is some days you prefer others than others.
No, there's no preferring there. There's love that emanates more some days, and there's more little things that make love emanate other days, and that's what makes them all different. And boys especially, and teenage boys, are completely different.
You have a way of talking that is confusing and clear at the same time.
You should
be a politician.
Like, I'm trying to fucking explain what's in my head, Tommy. Oh,
God, Mulder.
It's fucking
and
love
is emanating and the same at the different times of the day and the 12 and they're doing the thing.
But Tommy,
say the fucking thing you want to say.
But this is what you do. Look, you go.
I was in a shop the other day.
Moonwalk. You got the trailer?
Stop.
You got the moonwalk. You fucking Michael Jackson.
Do not walk with Michael Jackson. You're too innocent. Too innocent. I seen a what documentary. A what documentary.
They never touch a kid.
No, he don't do that. He Michael Jackson. He moonwalk.
Lambacoli Culkin.
Moonwalk Michael Jackson. No touchy kitty kitty. No touchy. No touchy kitty kitty. I don't care what you say. Michael Jackson. Moonwalk. Billie Jean Namahawa.
Billie Jean Okinawa.
Did that bugger who come and walk? Kitty Namaha.
Yes. It's...
You like Twitter video, yeah? Visa Pass. And the dead of the night.
What the fuck? You're sitting here burping of a word.
This is my fifth album all time. Fifth album all time. Bad. Bad. That's my fifth album all time.
Chachi. Beside.
But we. He kill him. Doctor. Doctor, they kill him. I kill him. I kill the doctor. That old dog, man.
Never land.
You cook man. You cook McCoy. McCoy cooking. McCoy cooking. He no Michael Jackson. Macaulay Culkin, he no Michael Jackson.
He's turning into an American.
Sorry.
What, Macaulay Culkin?
We apologise to everyone.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin, he no Michael Jackson. No Kenny, no Arthur. Michael Jackson, good man. Moonwalk!
Again.
Moonwalk!
Oh, Jesus Christ above. I thought it was a little...
No, but like you're say, for example... Succession, where you would see... It's portrayed in films and stuff as there's a favourite daughter a favourite son. There's not. Love is encompassing.
Is there one child that you feel is like literally a cut out of you?
No.
That child is you, and then as a result, you prefer that child?
Not in the slightest.
Oh, but you can notice different traits in your children, and you can go, that's a little bit like me, or that's a little bit like... Like the other side, or that child has got in common with that child, or you know, especially when you have a lot of them.
Tommy's six, I've two. Tommy
has six children, so there's always you're always getting little bounces off people.
Little bounces,
ping, boom.
So it's hard enough to.
No,
keep up.
You would never, as a parent. I mean, when the child comes into the world.
Oh, here we go.
Jesus.
Did you ever think of doing Headspace app? Did you?
What would I call it? Bog space. No, what would I call it?
I don't know.
You're trying to sleep. Let go into the dreams of your wilderness.
I tried to download
and come back.
I was fucking in a hotel somewhere and I can't remember where it was. I couldn't sleep. Couldn't fucking sleep.
Just think
and
about it.
I was abroad and I downloaded that really famous app. Do you know the one you pay
called
money
sleep
for?
Or something?
No, it's another one.
Nighttime.
No, it's another one like that. You know it.
Just get Panadol. We're not going to give them
a plug. Facebook.
We're not going to give them a plug.
What is it?
We're not going to give them a plug. Okay. It's a four-letter word beginning with C and ends in M. And they've about 9 million people download it every second.
Okay, it helps you sleep.
It's the sound of a waterfall. That's all it fucking is. But anyway.
You just want to go to the toilet.
There is no... Love is all-encompassing with the children and with the teenagers. And as they go through different stages, your love dwindles and then it rises again. As somebody said to me, and it's the wisest thing I ever heard, and to anyone out there who has children, and anyone out there who has teenagers listening to this podcast, somebody said to me, and we were out doing a bit of work out the back. And
Was it Clive?
No, it wasn't Clive. It was another mate of mine called Eugene.
What does Eugene own that you were borrowing?
Eugene was a carpenter.
Eugene at the pickaxe.
Eugene come over to fix a bit of decking before the decking was. This is years ago.
Eugene's a carpenter.
He's a good carpenter. First fixing, second fixing. Eugene Carney. He lived in San Francisco.
Whatever that means.
First fixing, second fixing. And he said to me, Hector.
Roll plugs.
Don't get bogged down, Tommy.
Screw fit. He was like. And he had a lovely, hilty screw fit joke. And he's going. And he says to me, I said, how are the kids? He goes, oh, fucking one girl's nearly 18 and one is 16. And you know yourself, Hector. I said, Jesus, what's it all about? Teenagers, fuck's sake. They're going through so many phases. He goes. He says, get used to it. They'll walk away from you for the next 4 years, but by around 18 or 19, they'll come back with arms open and love you all the more. At the moment, they fucking hate you, but get used to it. It's a phase. And how fucking right he was.
That sounded like a country song.
How right
song.
He was.
It was the same in our family, the other way around.
Yeah, what was it?
Our parents went, "We hate you."
Oh, yes, and then they started to...
Then they eventually
then
came back.
They came back.
Yeah. Full circle.
Full circle.
They came back. Larita, and please God, in years to come, if you have a family, just ask us and we'll give you some great advice.
I'll be honest though, I'll say I like the Mara, don't you? Just...
You'd be straight out. What names?
Skirting around
skirting.
It.
Do you have names in mind for children that you might have?
No.
What do you think of New Zealand? And what do you know about it? And it's so fucking... Isn't it amazing when you look...
It's like a fact-finding fucking exercise.
Hang on a second. It's not.
He
I like
said to us at the start, open your eyes.
Open your eyes. And let's talk about our relationship with New Zealand.
I don't have one. I was never there.
Tell us a story.
Well, tell us what you know. I'll tell you what I think of it.
What do you think of it, Hector?
Well, I flew down there.
Get yourself comfortable.
Settled in here now.
All I'm doing is talking geography. No wonder geography is dwindling on the leaving cert with fucking... come on, we need more geography in the world. Let's discuss New Zealand. Isn't it amazing?
Water, New
no,
Zealand.
But an amazing geographical location where it is way off in the middle of nowhere.
A lot of words come out of his mouth there, but he actually said nothing. Like, it's an amazing little geographical location where it's located. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
This is like
it's an amazing geographical location where it's located.
Yeah. Who decided that New Zealand would be perched there off the precipice
of the southern fucking hemisphere?
So,
the fuck decided what shape it was going to be?
What do you think of New Zealand?
What's in your mind when you think of New Zealand?
I mean, I was there when Brian O'Driscoll got spear tackled in the first match of a Lions tour with 35,000 Lions fans. O'Driscoll was the captain of the Lions team. He was spear tackled into the ground. They broke his shoulder bone in four places. 4 minutes after being the captain on a Lions tour that happens once in 4 years, he was being stretchered off with heavy duty fucking morphine injections into him. Had an operation that night and never played any more of the Lions tour. I went on national radio the next day because we were doing Philemon chasing the Lions and they said, "What's wrong? It was just a normal tackle." They defended themselves to their hilt.
They had no idea that was like a bad tackle.
That's very fucking South African, but I like it. You keep it going there.
South Africa is a bit more like that, isn't it? South Africa is a bit New Zealand is a bit more. Yeah. Well, we don't think it was a bad tackle at all, Hector. I'm kind of living in the Transvaal. They shoot lions.
You sound like Sean.
Keep it going. Keep
name?
The conversation. But what happened is you've taken out the warrior. The captain of the Northern Hemisphere team has been taken out of the Lions tour. Do you not think it was a bad tackle?
But they were saying there was an.
I'm trying to recreate the radio. This is like Marion Finucane, 9:30 in the morning. O'Driscoll is just after having an operation.
He needs to grow up and grow a pair of bolts.
That's exactly the sort of stuff they were saying.
Grow a pair of bolts, Bron O'Driscoll.
I saw this sort of side to them, that sport, that they were just like, it's as if they're looking up and all they can see was the Brits and the English and that the damage they've done and the Lions were down here, and there was a real animosity, a real hatred of it. Of them coming down to
their
island.
The same time, there's an element of the surrogate culture of Australia and New Zealand in the sense that they're still sucking on England's tit. So they watch a lot of UK television shows. If you're, in terms of stand-up, if you do really well in the UK, you're automatically well-known and famous in Australia and New Zealand.
Wow.
You don't have to do anything.
Because of that connection.
Them hating the Lions is a bit strange because they're all gazing that way culturally.
Is New Zealand still in the Commonwealth?
Yes.
Wow.
He's still in the Commonwealth, fish and chips.
We went out to a rugby club. It's an interesting thing. They do some things really, really good, and one of them is rugby. And we went out to one of the major feeder clubs just outside the main city of Auckland to see Luke McAllister. He was playing number 10 for New Zealand at the time, or he was just about to make his debut for them. And in the feeder club, it was a Saturday morning in this rugby club, and there were hundreds of underage children running around throwing rugby balls.
Naked.
And they don't wear shoes.
No, playing rugby. And I said to them, "What's happening this morning?" And I says, "Well, Hector, the way we don't do it like you do it in the Northern Hemisphere, we play by weight, not by age. So you could have a big..."
Samantha'd be fine in the...
You could have a big child who's 13 or 12, who's a big 55, 60, 65 kilo young lad or girl, who is bigger than the rest of the 11-year-olds. Why should they play at that age? So they play by over 65 kilos, under 55 kilos, over 45. So it's by weight, which makes complete sense for impact and not getting the...
In what way does it benefit the children?
because you can't have a big guy who's bigger than all the rest railroading a smaller, sleeker lad on the wing because he's going to get hit. Yeah. And your man is using his power. So what they do is they judge you by your weight and you play in a weight category, which builds them up stronger as they get older. And that is why they produce the young All Blacks of the future.
That's incredible. But do they weigh the children every morning before they play rugby?
They will be weighed on numerous occasions. That's not bad, is it?
I think we're both from South Africa.
Okay.
Maybe we should just...
Give us a little bit of your...
No,
give us a little
I've
bit
never
of,
been.
Give us a Mayo, New Zealand, Wellington. Hello.
Oh, I can't do
What's
it.
Your name?
I can't do it. I can't
fucking only food and horses.
What's your name there, Gil? What's your name there, Gil? One of my favourite movies from all time from New Zealand was Once Were Warriors. And there's a great line in again. You ever see Once Were Warriors? That the fucking Maori gang boys baiting each other with tattoos and drugs and
baiting someone with a tattoo.
Do you
How
see
you
Once
Were that?
Warriors? And your man goes, you're too fucking lippy.
That's He's you. English. Was he?
No, Tommy, give me the lines. You're too lippy. That's your fucking problem.
You're too lippy.
New Zealand, you're too lippy. That's your fucking problem.
Once Were Warriors. Oh, Lord. You're too fucking lippy. That's your problem.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hector, you were going to say.
It's like at school. Would you like to share that joke with the rest of the class, Hector?
I don't think we're serious people.
No, we're not serious.
I don't mean us. I mean, as a culture, we're not serious. Eastern Europeans are serious, you know? Russians are serious, but we're not fucking serious.
But you're what would
people,
we be like?
People think when you're being serious that you're no crack. Mm. That's how. If you look at what's on telly in Ireland every night, what is it?
Crack.
It's just fucking. We're building a house. Oh, look, we're losing weight. Oh, look, we're on a river. Oh, look, we're fucking. This is a train. Oh, look, this is another fucking house. Oh, look at this. Look, it's a baron. Oh, look, we're singing a song. It's all fucking light entertainment shite.
Yeah.
You switch on the Hungarian television, it's fucking death, live death, from 4 in the afternoon till midnight on all the channels. Live death, live, all night. Yeah. It's repeated in the morning. Death, live.
Soap operas, death.
Death, it's all fucking death. It's all dead things. But here we're just fucking, you know.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Yeah, and let's do up a garden.
And it's demeaning. And joining us next, and she's wearing a tracksuit. That looks amazing. What have you been at? Well, I haven't been feeling too well. Okay, we'll have to go for a break there. It's just we're an idiot culture. And I don't know why that fucking is.
We're wishy-washy people.
No, we're not. We're just not serious.
Like, how many celebrity chefs do you need?
Well, you're either a chef
or a gardener
or you're not. I mean, you're a celebrity chef or you're not. There's no such thing as a chef.
I know a celebrity chef, and I'm not going to name names, but he's laughing at some of the other so-called celebrity chefs because he said they're fucking shite. And some of them that have got TV programs in this country are completely
dishing the dirt on the
they are completely not up at the level they should be as chefs. And I had a fairly candid chat with this lad. He's a decent chef himself. But he said, Hector, it's rampant. It's rampant. It's rampant in daytime
rampant?
Television.
What
rampant.
Chips.
The wrong cooking,
yes.
The wrong ingredients is rampant. And people are pulling the wool over our eyes.
Yeah.
Rampant wrong cooking.
Everyone's a chef
yes.
now.
Yes. And there's too many cookery shows.
Yes. Yeah.
There's too many cookery
shows. You're like the news. And you come on and you go, welcome to the news at 6.
Yes.
Somebody has been killed someplace at some particular time.
Their injuries are not
Their
known.
Injuries are very bad. But it's... And it was the fault of somebody else. And this somebody else, I will tell you straight to your face, is the reason why this thing has happened.
And they're not happy.
And that's the news at 6.
Join us after the break for more news.
About something.
And then you come back after the news. In a place... A few days ago, I can't be specific, something happened to a person. You would not like it if it happened to you.
We cannot tell you who the person was.
But I know this for a fact. It was bad. Join us tomorrow for an update on this story. Welcome back. I have more to say about the thing that happened to the person. That it was fucking, we thought it was bad, it was fucking worse. They're pulling the wool over your eyes, you're rampant. It's rampant fucking blindness. Good luck.
I love it.
And another thing, the chefs in this country are shit.
They're rampant.
They're rampant chefs with fucking ingredients. It's bullshit. I know this. Don't ask me because I won't fucking tell you, but read it from me. The lives of our four children are not the same as our fathers who went before us in the time before that was now fucking translucent over geography part of the world, New Zealand. Can't say no more. That's a fact. So you can't be telling us a story, Hector.
What kind of ingredients are they using?
We go live now to our rampant chef.
I love rampant.
Can you give us one clue in the story as to what might have happened?
And that they're using. What are they using that's bad?
I was in a pub with him in Cork. We were drinking.
All right,
that's
all I'll tell you.
That's too much. I've said too much
I've
already.
I've said too much. I've blown me cover.
Fuck, he's definitely going to be identified now. Yeah,
Undercover Alton has been let go by the SAS.
Oh, he's not a chef anymore. He's undercover.
I'll start giving you a couple of clues, but I can only drip feed it one by one.
Basically,
like I can't. It's like the Gestapo here. I can't reveal my sources.
No, I'll tell you this now.
Some people can't even reveal your fucking story. Never mind your sources.
I mean, even the things that he's going to say fucking are going to be identified.
We had a couple of drinks and we've had many drinks.
Here okay. we go again.
That narrows it down. He drinks.
I can't tell you what kind of drinks they were, yeah. though. Okay. They were alcoholic drinks.
This lad has been on the scene for a while.
Oh, fuck off.
This is like fucking treasure.
I'm giving
this
the audience like, fucking
this
dripping
is like
them.
Treasure hunt.
No, but you don't give all the clues at once. He's a very successful restaurant.
Right, well, that's...
Yes, now you're fucking getting it.
There's only one restaurant in Ireland.
No, we are not getting it.
There's only one restaurant open in Ireland. Let's just say he's tall, black hair, and...
You said too much. Oh, I know who he is.
I'll leave it off, and I'll tell you one thing. The stuff he told me about other chefs.
Join us next week when Hector reveals a menu.
Yeah. Join us next week on Reveal.
You're like my father when he used to come home and say to me, Mother, I was going to get you flowers. And she's supposed to get excited about the fact that she doesn't have flowers, but he was going to get some.
Look it.
That's the kind of, you're telling us, I could tell you something.
No, let's go back to daytime television, Tommy. You're on about that. There's too much chef to do the day.
No, what I'm saying is we're not a serious culture.
So what do you think we should do to change our culture? How do we become more serious? Do we have more death programmes on?
No, I just think it's a, even the fucking, there's too much crack in the Angelus, like. Do you know what I mean? There's a fella.
The Angelus is not, it's nearly like it's not the Angelus.
It's not the Angelus, it's just some fucker making a hand out of sand or some country.
And then you look up to the sky.
Yeah, it's just bullshit. Some fella in the garden.
They should be suffering in the Angelus.
Or something, but it's just.
There should be great GA scores for each one of the Angelus. Could you imagine bong? And it's, oh, what a bar.
No,
Joe Canning sidelined against fucking tip. Bong.
Cluxton's kick out.
So. What I'm saying is that if you look at what's on our televisions at night and how lightweight the stuff is, that would give you an indication as to the type of culture that we have. We're not really serious. We just want to be distracted.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you, if
kittens, that, if you put some kittens,
that's just the shape.
It is. It is. It
at
is.
The minute,
it
that's
is.
All.
It's so. The way it's going. It's the way it's going.
Well said, Hector.
See, we have a theme recently on the show where Tommy asks quite a lot of questions. So he's inspired me to ask some questions okay. now, probing questions.
I put a lot of thought into them questions now, Rita.
Yeah? Excuse me, what are you trying to say?
Well, I come down here and I spend 3 or 4 hours drinking and smoking, looking out the window, trying to think
as
of
see.
Interesting things.
Yes.
Yeah, so well, this is interesting.
Are you going, okay. to, are you going to probe? Okay, she's going to probe us here.
Oh,
yes, I am Nurse. Going to probe you. Nurse. In fact, that's a very apt segue to this question. What is your favourite part of your body?
I like me little toes.
Your two little ones.
I like me earlobes. I like certain bits of me hips. Sometimes
certain bits of your hips.
I like my shoulders sometimes when I look at them. I look at my shoulders.
Me cock on a good day.
Why on a good day? What happens to it on a good day?
Well, that's all I'd say. Me cock on a good day. All the men over 40 know exactly what I'm talking about. Me cock on a good day.
When the cock, as an old man used to say,
put it into me mouth.
Jesus Christ.
That's another story, is it, Hector?
That's another story. As an old man said in Board's Mill one day, when the cock rises to the east.
No, you've got yourself in trouble already. You've started the sentence. You don't know where you're going.
No,
you
I was trying to make it up, as an old man saying.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your favourite part of your body, Louise?
No, I haven't got a satisfactory answer to you yet.
I don't know. I do. I fucking don't know. I like me shoulders. I've Kyogen shoulders.
Okay, that's unsatisfactory. What about you?
Favourite part of my body?
Is there a part of your body that somebody would compliment you on, or that you'd go, Jesus, how do I look? And like,
that's
how
a
does
lovely
that
willy you have there.
My anus.
Who the fuck would compliment you on your anus?
Doctors.
That's a lovely round anus you have. Like, what do they say? Accessible? Did they say that? Your anus is too specific. That's too much of a
specific. Can we not use the word anus? Can we say the word bum, which is far more nicer?
Oh, your bum.
Yeah. No, that's my favourite part of my body.
No, your bum.
My bum talks to me. Not to me. My bum talks to other people when I'm walking. Yeah. Talks to people.
My bum talks.
People have to conversations with it. They
go
just
on,
say, oh
Marisa.
My God, Larissa, your arse is talking to me as it's walking. So
how are you doing?
It just goes.
What's it like back there? Back off! Where are we
what
going?
What does it say? What?
Back off, that's what it says. Don't take one more fucking step towards
Stand
me.
Stand back!
It's like the Queen. You can't walk beside it. You have to walk
your ass
at least
talks
four
to people.
Steps.
I have never heard anybody.
Don't you look me in the eye.
That's what exactly
would you,
it.
Where did you get this?
I didn't say this. Other people told me.
Is that a Mayo saying? Your arse is talking to
no,
me.
Just people say it to me. Whatever
is it a
position
compliment?
That... Yeah.
That's a beautiful Larry. Compliment.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's my favourite part
no
of my body.
Yes, your arse is talking to me.
Yeah.
Lord, your arse is a fucking great bit of conversation coming off your bum.
Now, isn't it funny? Because if you said to somebody, like, okay, if your partner says it to you, then that's a.
It wasn't my partner that said this to me.
Okay, well, let's not get specific.
Okay, yeah, well, you just said that.
No, no, I'm saying if a girlfriend,
yes,
if you said,
yeah.
Then, but if a man just says, Jesus, your arse is talking to me, I think we're almost living in a time where that could be, excuse me, I beg your pardon. Do you know what I mean? That's almost like, things have gotten so tight.
Yeah.
Not your arse.
Yeah.
But things have gotten so kind of uptight.
Yes, yes.
Like a Billy Joel song, Uptight Girl. Things have got so uptight.
Yes, that they're afraid to say things.
Because
like
that's a fairly randy thing to say to somebody.
Your arse is talking
to me.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful way of describing a nice arse. I think
it's just sort of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I think it's yeah.
What do they call them? Your glutes,
your
yeah.
cheeks.
Yeah.
I've never fantastic. Heard somebody your saying your arse is talking to me.
Well, you just don't know anyone's arse that talks to you.
I think it's a fairly big statement. And I tell you, woman, you want to get it on a Friday afternoon. Right. You don't want that on a Monday morning at 10 o'clock.
No, you do. Yeah,
a woman said to me one time, "Your cock has got my number. Tell it to give me a call."
Your cock has got my phone number.
Tell it to give me a call. That's a fact.
What did you?
That cock is talking to me now. And there's no fucking stopping it. You don't want to get in an argument with that Willie.
Yeah, he's after getting sick.
Well, them pair of balls. Well,
no. Oh, yeah.
You can tempt them pair of balls to pop around later.
I love a cock that knows my name.
Jesus and them Christ. Diddies are winking at me.
Oh, diddies now. Yeah. That could be a different story now.
What would you say with the diddies?
Could they be chatting to you?
They're singing.
They
to
could
me.
Be on you.
Them diddies are singing to me.
Yeah, diddies don't strike me as being very intelligent.
No.
They're just big eejits.
They're just there for show. They don't have anything off.
Why do we have to go here?
They just bop around.
They're just fucking lobbed into a bra and then fucking washed. And
massage.
Diddies are awful stupid, I think.
Give diddies a bit of.
You milk, though.
They're not. Yeah, but what else gives you milk?
Diddies. Irish
cows,
diddies.
How clever are they?
Yeah.
Diddies aren't
that
smart.
Do you think that diddies would be the least active part of your body?
Not active, just in terms of intelligence.
Yeah, I wouldn't have anything to offer.
Wouldn't be as clever as a cock now.
I know.
A cock, well, that has its own mind, you see.
Oh, Jesus. A cock could go to college.
Yeah. If only he could live independently.
Yeah, with your car, yes, after 4 years in DIT. Study mechanical engineering. Four fucking years, you did, you useless cunt. Look at you. 4 years in DIT.
You're all dressed up now, look.
In a little fucking hat, with a big briefcase.
Where'd your
attached
cock?
Onto his balls.
Where would your cock go to college? You went to art in Limerick, fucking useless cunt. Yeah, 4 years of doing nothing.
No, he'd do practical stuff.
He'd be a carpenter.
Yeah,
he went to the agricultural college.
A plumber, he could be a plumber.
Did civil engineering in Athlone. 4 years of it.
Where'd your cock go to school? Yeah.
Cock is clever. Cock's
that's
absolutely
so
clever.
Funny. Your cock could go to college. Yeah, your diddies, they wouldn't go
just
anywhere.
Just a bit thick. They're good natured, but just a bit thick.
Just nice and soft and.
Egypt.
Just comfort you. They're there when you need them most.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody, we hope you've enjoyed
the powwow from the podcast powwow.
This week's episode. God bless.
And thanks to Kovasol.
Thanks to Kovasol.
Oh, thanks to Kovasol. Yes, we've been doing the test in the morning to make sure we can record the show in the afternoon. God bless. Good luck. Good afternoon and good night. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Hector. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. And do not forget that we have a brand new exclusive members only club over at thlpod.com. If you want to get an extra bonus episode into your inbox and into your headphones every Monday, check out all the details. Check the tier you want on thlpod.com.